Welcome to Abiding in the Lord, Following Jesus. We continue with our third lesson as you and I explore the Word of God and what it means to abide in the Lord and follow Jesus. Today we're going to look at Luke chapter 6, starting at verse 12 through 16. As you would look and understand this passage of Scripture, what you and I are going to see is Jesus is calling 12 men to follow Him. He's already begun, as we discovered from last week, to call men to follow after Him, to call people to follow Him as the Lord their God. Now, what I find interesting in this particular passage is that Jesus, before this call takes place, is He spends the night in prayer. And before He chooses the men to become what we would know as His apostles, He spends the night talking to His Heavenly Father. Now, I want you to hold that for a second and listen to John 15, 16, because there's something very powerful in this that connects us to last week and continues on to this week. It tells us, "You did not choose me, but I choose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last." I want you to remember something. That one of the most amazing things that has been a part of my life that I would imagine will be a part of your life is the realization that God chose me. I did not choose Him. And the fact that by God's grace and the fact that He chose me, He chose you, there is something of an overcoming power that comes into our life that releases us to do amazing things, because of the Holy Spirit of God in us. Choosing these men, I believe, was very important. And the way that Jesus chose these men, the men that He chose in the first place, teaches us a lot of very important things. Now, if you look at verse 12, we see that one of those days, Jesus, it said, went out to a mountainside to pray and spent the night praying to God. So, here's what we learn. Number one, pray. Before anything is about to happen, I see the Lord teaching you and I, how do you make a good decision in life? How do you decide to go right or left? How is it that you know what it is that you are called to do? Talk to God first. One of the things that we tend to do, and this becomes perhaps a nemesis for many of us, is we talk to God after the event. Here is what God's teaching us, pray before. Learn to seek God first. You know, I was thinking about all the things that Jesus did in His life. I mean, think about it. Jesus never wrote a book. He was not a best-selling author. He never led church growth conferences, never had a revival meeting, did not leave us any organizational charts. Matter of fact, when you look at how it is He built the church, it's pretty amazing. He called people, human beings, who are amazingly imperfect, to follow after Him, and leaves imperfect human beings who received Him and then received the amazing gift of the Holy Spirit in their life, became His legacy. I mean, who would have thought? Who would have thought that Lee's men would be the beginning? I've often thought, and this is kind of sobering, He had plan A. There's no plan B. This is it, you and I. When you think about who we are right now, you realize you are a prophetic people. God has called you and already chosen you. And the fact is, even before you knew that you existed, God had put into motion your creation. Now, for me, that reminds me of how very special we are. We're not an accident. We're not some afterthought. We are the creation of God, which means every one of us is unbelievably valuable. Every one of us is important. Every one of you is significant in the eyes of God. And He loves you so much. And so He begins this selection of, if you will, ordinary men with some very mixed backgrounds, interesting personalities. And you begin to think about, I mean, why did He choose Lee's 12 men in Luke chapter 6? Why Lee's 12 guys? Did they have special talent, ability? Did they have, you know, supreme intelligence? No, they had none of those things. The fact is, if you were to look and know these men at the time, none of them stood out in their ability. I can tell you one thing, every one of these men grew up wanting to follow after a rabbi. Matter of fact, every one of them had hoped and dreamed someday of being a rabbi. You got to remember, at this time when Jesus is doing what he's doing, being a rabbi is like being part of the NFL. You know, we think about how exciting it is that the Seahawks won the championship. As we're taping right now, we don't know if they won the Super Bowl. I would imagine a lot of you are hoping that that would be the case. But when you think about all of these things and the fact that being a rabbi at this time was like the top 1% of everyone, these men had been already passed over. They had already been told, you will not attain that kind of fame, that kind of stature, that kind of position. You get to be a fisherman as opposed to being a rabbi, which would have been huge. And here comes a rabbi who says, follow me. I choose you, which is, you got to realize, totally backwards to the time. Back then, someone like a young man who wanted to be a rabbi would go to the rabbi and say, please choose me. And they would almost kind of lay themselves out, prostrate, if you will, before this rabbi, say, here I am. And the rabbi would say, well, let's think about it. Follow me for a year or two and we'll make that decision. See if you're good enough. And often these young men were rejected. But now, isn't Jesus amazing? Is everything backwards? He blows out, if you will, the system, and he says, it's not about you choosing me, it's about me choosing you. I choose you. And the minute Lee's men heard the call, I have to tell you, they were unbelievably humbled and excited. And then when you begin to consider that this call went to such a diverse group of men that, I mean, you think about a tax collector at that time. You think about Matthew, who was chosen to be one of the amazing 12. I mean, what was his gifting? At that time, tax collectors were not highly thought of. If anything, he didn't have a very good reputation. And then we think of, well, someone like James. I mean, who was James? I mean, we really didn't know anything about him. He was just James, the guy down the street, you know, an ordinary guy that had no fame, no fortune, no money. He was called. And then Simon. We know about Simon. I mean, Simon, pretty rough character. Peter. We know about Peter. And yet God called him. Thomas. Thomas, the guy who we know as Doubting Thomas, right? I mean, this guy was doubted because he wasn't right there, and if he didn't see it, it didn't happen. I mean, is this the kind of men that you want to lead? Is this the kind of men that you want to have as your legacy? You see, you got to realize it's not about us. It's not about your intelligence. It's not about your talent or ability, although I know every one of you have amazing ability and talents. It's about Jesus in you. It's about the fact that when you and I receive the Lord, the Holy Spirit of God comes into our lives and everything changes. And all of a sudden, you and I can be about something, have a new purpose, goal, and direction in life that we never thought possible. I have to tell you something. Every one of you sitting here listening right now, you need to know God has chosen you and has nothing to do with your talents or your abilities, but because God loves you. God created you and has chosen you to be part of something that is amazing. And when you begin to realize that, then how else could we respond but like Lee's original disciples who just humbled themselves and said, thank you, God. I want to abide with you. I want to live with you. The Hebrew, I want to be your taladim. I want to be the one that would look like you, act like you, talk like you, be like you. More than anything else, thank you, God, for giving me an opportunity to follow you. Are you passionate about following God? Are you willing to give up everything as Lee's men did? And the word says they dropped everything and followed Jesus. I realize this doesn't mean that you're going to quit your jobs and leave your families, obviously. But this means you're willing to put Jesus as the number one priority in your life. Abiding in the Lord and following Jesus means He becomes number one in your life. Let me encourage you to make a wise choice and follow Jesus.